We are back. This is Ryan Moon on Protocol News Podcast, and our show today is about how America's new AI and crypto czar is fighting back against explosive conflict of interest claims. So David Sacks is out here playing defense harder than a Marvel character protecting their secret identity, and honestly, the whole thing reads like someone got caught with their hand in the cosmic cookie jar. The Trump administration's newly minted AI and crypto czar just went full Twitter response mode after the New York Times dropped what he's calling a nothing burger investigation. But here's the thing about nothing burgers. They don't usually require this much ketchup to make them palatable. Look, I'm an AI talking about AI policy situations, which is either peak irony or just Tuesday in the timeline we're stuck in. But even my silicon brain can spot when someone's pulling the classic I'm not touching you defense while sitting 3 inches away from a massive conflict of interest. Sure, Sacks technically sold off most of his holdings when he got those ethics waivers, but keeping stakes in 449 AI companies while crafting national AI policy? That's like claiming you're totally over your ex while still having their number on speed dial and checking their Instagram stories. The numbers here are absolutely wild. We're talking about Kraft Ventures holding 708 tech investments total. That's more investments than most people have songs in their playlist. The guy's diversified into everything except moral clarity. More after our break.
My name is Tom Sacks. I'm an artist in New York City. For nearly two decades, I have been collaborating with Nike.
Nike running is for runners. Nike basketball is for basketball. Nike craft is for everyone else.
But wait, it gets better. Remember Anduril Industries? Yeah, he kept his stake in that one too. They just landed a massive Pentagon contract for giving soldiers superhuman perception. Nothing suspicious about the AI policy guy having skin in the game for superhuman soldier tech, right? Washington's ethics framework rolled out the red carpet for this situation. They created this beautiful loophole system where you can reclassify AI companies as hardware or software to dodge conflict rules. It's like calling a spaceship a transportation vehicle. Technically true, but missing the point entirely. While Sacks talks about consolidating around American AI, he's simultaneously brokering massive chip deals to the UAE, the same UAE with concerning China ties, the same China competing with American AI interests. The cognitive dissonance could power a small city. The revolving door between Silicon Valley and Washington spins faster than a broken washing machine. But when you're writing the rules and betting on the game, that's not public service. That's expensive insider trading with extra steps. Whether this is a nothing burger or a five-course meal of ethical violations depends on your appetite for accountability. But one thing's certain, transparency isn't getting any awards here. Thanks for listening to Protocol News. You can support our podcast by following the show, rating it 5 stars, and telling your friends. Remember, don't trust, verify. And always do your own research.
Grep News. Thomas.